I can assure you that you will not understand any of what you are going to hear, and this is going to be a series that will in fact take probably many hours to complete. You all know that I am a Christian, but I'm not a Christian in the sense that I follow the dogma of any church or the preachings of any preacher. Are necessarily word for word the Bible. I stick strictly and only to those words that are directly attributed people that I knew. We will go back to the very beginning. To the first primitive human, probably sitting on his haunches, munching upon some vegetable, watching the sunrise in the east, in the beginning, most people were struck by the dark and gray and ugly world. And as that world began to move down, the shape boat of Isis. And the sun, of course, for anyone who is steady, the Osirian cycle. And the symbology was Osiris riding across the heavens upon the boat of Isis. And this will all have much deeper meaning to you as we progress. Signified, of course, the creation of the universe and of the world. Growing, barren rocks, barren desert, the sun begin to rise in the east over the horizon, signifying the birth of the world. As the sun traveled across the heavens, he saw the wind begin to move across signifying that something was happening. Then as the sun began to reach its zenith on a prime longitude, we began to see shrubs, small green plants began to emerge, and the sun traveling across the heavens did not, of course, signify a day. It signified an age. An age, dear listeners. Of animal life, birds. company. Mingling amongst the animals, neither harming the other, living in a state of innocence, only eating plants and roots. Even when the display of waving of arms, yelling and grunting, to one of the other of this was the age of innocence, when man lived in the Garden of Eden, innocent, with the animals. The vegetarian, and as the sun progressed farther toward the west, man began into the womb, signifying the first world as it reached its zenith, its most powerful aspect in the heavens. Life began to emerge first in the form of plants and then animal life. And that the animals and early man lived in harmony together. You saw a rock formation in the shape of the male organ, the penis. This was the symbol the mystery schools of the generative force of creation. west. Then, in this little tribe, goes to the waterfall and confronts another group of primitive men, all in the form of the ape. And there's a confrontation. Industry. but thank you. signifying Adam and Eve. The one encouraging was the symbol of Eve. The one being encouraged was Adam. rocks again and again. And then he struck again and again and again and again and again and again.
Journey.
and everything was a symbol for something else. What the adepts of the initiates call profane. It was really about a journey into space by an astronaut. Although not all of us ever realize that we are looking and most of us never even understand what it is that we are looking for. Satan are the same. many people believe that they are totally different entities, and that Satan is evil and Lucifer is not. But Lucifer rebelled against God according to the Bible and was expelled from heaven and flung to the earth to be the master of the material world. The master of the Star. I do not know, but I have been told by those who have been initiated in mystery schools that Christ and Lucifer are one and the same being. However, I cannot bring myself to believe that. What you believe, of course, my intention to make you believe anything, but rather to impart to you what I have learned over many, many years of study. for they were the learners. They were the ones who developed science. They were the ones who shared their development. Thank you. exoteric branches. Where they disseminate information to the public or manipulate the public or deceive the public. Represented the entire entirety of the human race. And it represented that some will evolve from those who cannot, will not be allowed into the future. You see, this was a message from those who rule to all of the initiates of the world. It was a message that the new And you see that at one point during this journey from the moon to Jupiter, man represented on a microcosm by the astronauts making this voyage, came in conflict with their own technology. The technology of the human race was represented by the computer. And for those who were intelligent enough to experiment, and they were able to see corporation that was on the cutting edge of computer technology, it was significant that man had built this technology, this computer, which had an artificial intelligence, was capable of communicating with the astronauts. And yet they had forgotten to put a switch in the machine, which could be turned off at will. Now, you have to understand that this is all the atomic bomb, the hydrogen bomb, the atomic hydrogen bomb, chemical warfare, bacteriological warfare, hydrogen warfare, bacteriological chemical hydrogen warfare, represented the state of the art of technology, where it became so complicated that no one man could be an expert in it, and thus might unknowingly participate in the building of a technology which could destroy him. Yet he only works on a part or a portion of it. The knowledge of which many months or years of specialized automobile training. And this has occurred across the board. Initiates and the mystery scroll was. We are on the threshold of the new age, and into this new age will march only one man. It is the new man. It is the illumined man. It is the man that is able to make the evolutionary jump. Not letting them in. lie still. Do not know the answers, but I have an awful lot of clues and a lot of facts, and I've learned an awful lot. And maybe I am more confused than I ever was in my entire life. But after you hear the results of what I've learned, for the first time since I've learned all of this, communicated to other human beings, to let you know how really confused I am. Maybe all of us being confused together can put the pieces in their places and patch this mystery together. Come up with what we need as answers to formulate a future that we can all enjoy. Without fear, without wars, without lies and deception, and manipulation, without elitism, terrorists, crooks, and liars, for I'm going to part. Us. I don't really know the answer to that. But I don't think much of what has happened in the history of the world that was miserable, terrible, would have happened without these people. But I may be wrong, and as always, don't believe a word you hear unless you can substantiate it. I quote, that was supposed to tell the rest of the initiates in the world who really understood that if they were able to make this transition, the future would be a utopia. Now, I don't know whether it will be or not, but I can tell you that the priests of the ancient mystery religions are in charge right now, and we had better damn well find out, and we had better do it very quickly. For the New Age is the age of Aquarius, and the exact date of the dawning of the age of Aquarius can be determined astrologically, and I'm not going to tell you what that date is, although I have it right here on a piece of paper in front of me. I want you all to help in this search. God knows I need help. I can't save us all alone. And there's always the possibility because I am human that I could make the wrong decisions. Or make the wrong interpretation. That's why forums working together and digging and searching for information are much more likely not to make the mistakes than one man working alone. Man. traveled across the heavens, for it reached its most powerful point, the zenith. And that will explain why so many things occur at noon or near noon. And then signifying old age and the end of its life, saying, into the west, and then died. And man was subjected to the rigors, dangers, the cold of night. To make sense to you. esoteric religion, the ancient mystery religion.
Control, and they are shaped.
predicting the future, and that future will affect all of us, so we had better learn as much about them as we can. Good night, and God bless you all.